This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. Yesterday, we introduced you to a program that's fighting the high school dropout crisis a few dozen students at a time by paying some of the most at risk in Greeley-Evans District 6 to go to school over the summer. Today, we're going to delve a little deeper into the student recovery program with the program's director, Dr. Suzette Luster, and lead advocate Sergio Ayala. Now, the program is exclusive. It focuses only on Latino males who are statistically more likely to drop out of high school than almost any other demographic in Colorado. What can you tell me about how the students are selected?
The thought behind it is to identify the most at-risk Latino males that are currently at Greeley Central or Northridge. We identify those students through the early warning system, and that early warning system looks at attendance. So if they have a less than 80% attendance, if they have failed math and language arts, or math or language arts, and if they've had one or more behavioral referrals, and that red flags them to kind of put them on our radar.
And then after you flag the most likely students, what then?
And then we approach them and talk to them about the purpose of the program and encourage them and their parents to allow the student to be a part of the summer program. Once they've been asked and enrolled with us and are on our roster, then we follow them through to graduation.
I know the program focuses on math and language arts, especially over the summer, but I get the sense there's a focus on intangibles, too. Sergio, is that fair to say?
Yeah, aside from academics, like you said, we do teach language arts and math. But aside from that, we try to teach communication skills so that they can advocate for themselves. We want them to learn how to talk to a teacher if they're falling behind in class. One of the biggest things that we've started doing lately is just going with them to talk to a teacher, but not saying anything. So they feel a little bit more empowered knowing that I'm there, and they open up a lot more to the teacher.
Yeah, and you know, in talking with some of the students, that is something that really seems to resonate with them. Here's Lucas Dominguez.
I'm starting to be like more talkative towards the teachers, like more productive with my work. I'm mostly like one of those quiet guys that just sit there and just do what the teacher says. I don't like really going up to teachers and asking them for things.
Now, the program started in 2007, and it has a graduation rate of 81%. So first of all, that's higher than the state's overall graduation rate for students, which is 77.3%. But it's also a lot higher than 62.1%. That's the graduation rate for Latino males, at least according to the Colorado Department of Education. So something is definitely working with the program. And I thought, Sergio, I would ask you this since you went through the program yourself. How did it change the experience of going to school for you?
Well, as a lot of our current students have told you, it's a lot more personalized. So teachers actually know who you are. They know what you're about and they know how you learn. And that really helps a lot when you're coming from a background that isn't focused primarily on school.
Now, Suzette, is there an effort with this program to not just, you know, get the kids a diploma and have them off your hands, but to get them to think about a life after high school?
One of the things that the program really does is career development and getting them to see that there's options outside of high school. But right now there's a sense of urgency because they are behind. So they haven't been able to really focus on what is the next step for me after high school.
All right. Well, let's wrap up with something that student Jose Avalos told me. He's a junior and this is his first year in the program. He said the money that he and the other students get is like a bonus, but it's really about the individual attention from the teachers.
Like they really connect with you. They really like come talk to you. Everybody, like you feel like you're a family here at SRP. Like everybody's really close with each other. It's not just the teachers, like the students too here. They end up being like you're one of your really good friends and stuff. And from that, you just help each other from that too. And it's pretty fun just coming here.
So Sergio, let me ask you, what does that say about the program?
One of our biggest goals is to create a family atmosphere. We want our guys to be able to rely on each other and to rely on us. And it works, you know, very well. They each have their own strengths. And once they figure those strengths out, then they can turn to each other for help.
That's Sergio Ayala, lead advocate for the Student Recovery Program, and SRP Director Dr. Suzette Luster. The program helps low-income Latino male students from two high schools in Greeley-Evans District 6.
This report is part of American Graduate. Let's make it happen. a public media initiative made possible by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.